He slowly raised a trembling hand, gently brushed the silver strand of hair from his wrinkled brow. The lips that used to talk so free, the eyes that used to beckon me, were silent now. He listens to a passing train, gives in to an old familiar pain, familiar pain. They retired him 20 years ago, gave him a watch made of gold, and took his train. His woman's name was Margaret.